I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
All right, here's a guy in Michigan that had a... First off, it's kind of crazy to believe that the guy had a $1,700 Louis Vuitton man purse. And an armed robber came up
on Monday.
What
is your man purse worth over there? What? You have at least a few hundred dollars invested in yours.
Sure, I do. Mine's an over-the-shoulder model, but the Louis Vuitton man purse owned by Jared Cutling of Holland Township, Michigan. He was walking Monday night, and a guy ran up to him and pulled...
A guy in Michigan has a Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he was, and it's a $1,700 Louis Vuitton bag. And so he's walking home Monday night. Guy ran up to him, pulled out a gun, and demanded the bag. And the guy says, I'm not giving you the bag. I don't care. The guy even fired a shot. And the guy said, I'm not handing it over. Here, he describes what's going on.
No, I said, you're not getting my bag. And then he fired a second shot. He goes, demand, give me your bag. And I said, you're not getting my Louis Vuitton. I worked very hard for this, and this bag I've had forever. And I paid $1,700 for it, or thereabout. I love Louis Vuitton, and I saw this bag long before I could buy it, and I saved up my money to buy it. It means a lot to me, and it represents me. And it was just like, I wasn't about ready to relinquish my personal property. You could pry it out of my cold, dead hands.
He goes Charlton Heston on the dude over a Louis Vuitton bag. You can pry it out of my cold, dead hands.
If some guy came up to him, if that guy came up to him and said, I want your car, give me your car with the gun, I have a feeling this guy would have handed that over.
Yeah.
His $10,000, $20,000 car, but not his
handbag.
All right, to Chelan County we go for this weirdness. If you got shot in the groin, the first trip you're going to make in the car is probably going to be to the hospital, right?
Most beeline.
People, yeah, most people, that's the way you do it. But this 27-year-old guy in Chelan County, he had a couple other stops to make before he got to the hospital after he got shot in the groin. He accidentally shot himself in the genitals last month at an apartment.
Ouch.
Okay, he had a pistol tucked.
He's having a bad day already.
He had a pistol tucked into his front pocket, and then the gun discharged, and it sent a bullet through his testicles and into his thigh. So this wasn't a situation where he was in a fight with somebody. This is what really happened.
Friendly fire.
So get on off to the hospital, right? You tell him the story. That's the real story. Well, I guess that wasn't going to be his first stop. He told his girlfriend, before we go to the hospital, we got to go over to my friend's place. I got to give him this gun because I'm not supposed to have this gun. So they're like, oh, okay. All right. So the girlfriend said, all right, we'll go to his place and we'll drop off.
But
the
what
gun
about your bleeding testicles?
That can wait. Those can wait. So they get on over to Central Washington Hospital.
You mind if I swing through Starbucks real quick? I need a quick mocha.
And the doctors and the nurses performing the surgery, the procedure there, whatever it is they have to do to patch that situation up. While they're doing that, while he is out, while they are doing their procedure, something pops out of this guy, out of his backside, a balloon. You're wondering, is he a clown? No. That's a balloon of marijuana that he had packed away in his backside.
The laws are still so strict that you're going to pack pot up your backside?
In Washington, in the state of Washington. Yeah, I don't get that.
This is Washington. Yeah, what are you doing?
This is here. This is over in Chelan County. So so then they alert the detectives. Hey, we got this guy on the table here, and
half of his bag is missing, and the other bag is coming out his backside.
Okay, thank you. The detectives say we'll go take a look at what's going on here. So they go take a look at his car, and they find a bag of meth in his car, and some meth in his blood-stained jeans. So when they patch him up in a week, you know, after a week or so, he's all good to leave the hospital. But he's going right to jail because he's got bags of meth and pot coming out of his backside.
And his own bag all over the front seat.
So they take him off to the hospital or to the jail. And during the strip search, another balloon of marijuana slips out of his backside. This guy is like a clown.
Yes.
Yeah. And then when he's in jail, he made multiple calls to his girlfriend asking her not to cooperate with investigators. They record all these phone calls, of course, so they hear these things. And now he's found, he's charged with tampering
Dude,
with a
stop
witness.
Stop digging. Yeah. Stop digging your hole.
Yeah.
And finally, you know, when you see the lights come on behind you and the sirens are going, you got to pull over. Let them on through. Or at least pull over if they're after you. Some guy named David Herring was driving through Fort Pierce, Florida last week and blew right through a red light. Cop saw him, got behind him, said, "You're mine. I'm going to be pulling you over." And even though the lights were flashing and the sirens going on, David keeps on driving. Then he finally pulls over and explains, you know, the reason it took so long for me to stop and everything is because, here's the deal. What happened was I couldn't pull over because my pants were down. And see, my passenger here was providing road favors. And that's why I couldn't.
That's what we call that, road favors.
I couldn't pull over. I ran the red light and everything and my because I was receiving road favors. And the passenger, a 55-year-old woman named Rhonda Koppenhofer.
That's what she was doing, too.
Yeah, she was. She had a Bud Light between her legs, a crack pipe at her feet, and crack rocks in her mouth. I've heard of the ice cube treatment.
I can't believe it's news.
I haven't heard of the crack rock treatment.
That's called the Koppenhofer.